Hey, it's your host Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today. Today I got to sit down with Elise Danielle. Elise is a dog mom of two Labradoodles, a book nerd, highly extroverted introvert, and an online business mentor and mindset coach who's totally obsessed with helping you scale to $10,000 months, turn your sole purpose into a business that creates profit bigger than your wildest dreams. After trying out the traditional path and working as a marketing mentor for a large upscale restaurant chain, she moved across the world to follow the love of her life with exactly $0 and zero business experience and dove headfirst into the world of entrepreneurship with her first business and then another and then another. After a lot of fumbles and failures, she has found her footing and, as she says, has landed in her sole purpose. Tune in today on our conversation that we dove into mindset, soul purpose, motivation, scaling your business, and all the things.
Good. Thanks for joining me today. I'm really excited.
So excited too. Me too. Yeah.
I know. I remember listening to Christina's podcast. That's where I came across you at first. Mm. And you guys were talking about your last names. So how do you say it? Maisonneuve?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Look, I live in Australia. But... so everyone's like,
So Elise Danielle, it really is.
Yeah. That's why we go by the middle name for business. Totally.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Amazing. So you're let's just get into it. Tell me a little bit of a backstory on you. So originally from Vancouver.
Yes. So do you want like the professional, the personal, all of it?
Well, a little bit of both. Like what makes you you?
So born and raised in Vancouver, lived there until, when did I move over here? Oh, I think I was 25 or six. So it's been about, maybe I was 26 or 27, something like that.
And here is Australia?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Moved over here after I met my husband in Canada, but grew up in Vancouver, always did lots of travel. So I went to uni, did my undergrad in psychology and philosophy, did a fair bit of travel in between semesters, hustled my butt off working almost full time while going to uni just so I could kind of make ends meet, also fun travel, do the things I wanted to do. So I've always been very like determined to do the things I wanted to do and always really clear on what that was, which was very different from a lot of the people in my environment. Came back after another overseas trip. I had been in Europe for a few months and had just finished up my undergrad and really just didn't know what I wanted to do. I had originally thought about going into law. It's why I kind of majored in philosophy as well as psych, because you do really well on the LSAT if you have a background in logic and philosophy. But then I had a friend who was a couple years older than me and gone down that path. And like, he was just, his life sucked. I was like, your life looks horrendous and you're not even working full time as a lawyer yet. And I just wasn't up for it. I was like, I'm not doing 4 more years of school and then like another couple years articling and doing boring ass work to then work like 80 hours a week and like slowly build up my income. Like it just doesn't make sense to me. And that is just not the lifestyle I want. So I ended up working as a marketing manager for a company I had worked with before. I previously worked at like Cactus and Earls back in the day to get those tips and pay my way through. Yeah. So I moved up through the company into marketing and managing all of the lower mainland for just like PR, copy, all
for
of that.
Earls or for?
Yeah, for yeah, Earls.
Okay.
And I hated it. I hated it because of the copy and the marketing and the style of it. I was like, this makes me want to cringe and vomit. And it is just not at all aligned with anything to do with me. But it was really good experience. And I kind of got my foot in the door in that world. And so I did that for a little while, then worked a little bit in PR, was kind of in that industry in Vancouver. And I just, it felt so soulless and terrible. And I was just like, this is not it. So I then went back to school and did my holistic nutrition diploma degree. And that was like lovely. Like it was so much more up my alley. I've always been really into sports and I'd run a couple marathons through uni and had always practiced yoga since I started when I was like late 19. So like movement activity was like really important to me. And I would always like, I grew up with a very, very lucky in that my parents were very on the hippie spectrum. And so we had like a big, beautiful garden. I didn't even know what white bread was until I went to school. My mom was just like this fantastic cook that always made beautiful homemade whole food stuff. And that was just like normal to me. So I was like just naturally very interested and wanted to learn more as I'm sipping my bone broth this morning. Yeah. It still runs deep. And so I delved into that. And then I met my husband, now husband, during that time. And it was an interesting time in my life because I had had one of those moments where it was like a sliding doors where I was in a relationship that I really, like, there was nothing wrong, but I was like, this looks not the path I want to go on.
Yeah.
In the sense of ultimately our values were just not aligned. I just didn't see him being the kind of person who would be here for my crazy antics and the things I wanted to do. He was more like, let's settle down and have kids. And I'm like, I am not ready for any of that. I've got some things to do. And so we split up and it was, I call it my like crazy girl summer. Cause I think I spent two weekends in Vegas in like 1 month and just like went crazy on student loan money, really smart life decisions. But when I came back, I was like, okay, Elise, like we gotta make some choices of like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? And what do we really want to do? So I finished my nutrition degree. And during that time, I had met my now husband. And I was like, this is nothing. This is going nowhere. He's Australian. Like, this is just like a friendship, a fun thing, like not a thing.
Yeah.
And then he ended up being really great. And I was like, yeah, I'm keen for more travel. So after I finished my degree, he ended up staying a bit longer in Canada. He was overseas for like 6 years. So good on him for hanging out another year. Came over here, did a bit of travel around, and then ended up settling in Brisbane. We're now on the Gold Coast. And just got like I was restricted with like visas and everything. So I had to get pretty crappy office-y jobs, which I hate. I'd never really had an office job. And I'm like, how do people do this? It is killing my soul.
Totally, right? I know. It's it's a different perspective when you're more entrepreneurial and
And even through like serving and bartending, that just served me with the entrepreneurial brain so much because like you're really in control of how much money you make and you kind of get to manage your own stuff to an extent. So I loved that freedom. I liked that capacity to be like, okay, I can work my ass off and make way more money. That's what I'm not here for fun. Like we're here to make money and get out. So like, let's get it done. And so when I came here, I started teaching yoga. That was kind of my first jump into entrepreneurship. So I quit my job. Everyone told me I would be back. I remember very specifically how pissed my boss was. I was like, you don't know me. That is going to ensure that I am never back. Thank you for that extra gift. And then really built that up very successfully. So I became very high in demand in terms of teaching. I was able to really set my schedule and my pay and my hours and did a great job building that up. But it was like exhausting. I was teaching up to 30 hours of yoga a week,
which is physical. Like, it's just you.
Physical. Yeah. Like, so it's a lot of exercise. Yeah. And I was like, this is unmaintainable.
Especially if you want to scale.
100%. And it was like good in the sense of like the freedom. I got to dictate things. And a lot of my friends at the time had opened up some studios and one, I remember one was like, do you want to open one up with me? And I was like, hard no, absolutely not. Like, I don't want, I knew I didn't want a physical business. I didn't want to be physically tied down. I don't love the model personally, just in terms of profit and risk and all of those pieces. So it just felt like a hard no. Mm-hmm. And so I started to build up my own holistic nutrition practice. I started online, kind of consulting out of some of the studios. And then I I started offline and then moved it online. And that was really my first delve into the online entrepreneurial space. So that was the time where I like just did everything wrong. Basically, I took the really big group courses. I wasted hours building a website. I remember specifically being on like click funnels or lead pages or something and like wasting like hours deciding on what color of the button to put, because they tell you that like it matters in terms of conversions. It doesn't matter. And just did everything wrong, basically. So I did that for a few years. I built it up to pretty consistent 5K months, which actually really isn't bad, but I thought it was horrible at the time. And I was just really over it. So very quickly into doing that kind of work, I realized that like the food just didn't matter. Meaning like I could give you the most beautiful meal plan, recommendations, changes to your diet, lifestyle, all of that all day. And yeah, nothing would change unless we really addressed what was actually stopping the person from making mm-hmm. change. And when I started to kind of delve a little bit deeper, I mean, I've been practicing meditation for quite a while by then, but when I started to delve a little bit deeper into the mindset, I was like, this is just something I can't ignore, because it's like literally the most important factor. And it's the difference maker between my clients getting results and not. And once I started to kind of dive a bit deeper, that was all I really cared about. I just was very bored by like the surface level stuff. And it's so funny because in hindsight, I look at my old like tagline for my nutrition business used to be like, just like making food a non-issue so women can actually just do the shit that they're meant to do. And I'm like, I was like always meant to kind of help women do the shit right? They're meant to do.
That's
yeah.
So funny. It is so funny how many like things come back from life. You're like, oh my gosh, like seriously. And here
it makes
I am.
So much sense. Totally. In hindsight, it makes yeah. sense. During it, you're like, what am I doing with my life? Yeah. But after, yeah. So
totally. Yeah.
I kind of had another one of those sliding doors moments. And I was like, I am just, something just feels off. And I'm very much like a gut person. And once I feel something, I'm like, okay, I have to listen to and pay attention to that. And I was like, this is just not what I'm meant to do. And so I'm also someone who's a little bit, I don't know if the word is crazy, in the sense of like, if I make a decision, it's done. We take action from it. So we were on a trip to Tasmania and we came back and I just had a couple of weeks off business to kind of think about things. I was like, no, like I have to shut it down. I don't know what I'm necessarily doing, but it's not this. And like, now that I know that I can't continue, I just have to get rid of it. So I literally fired clients, closed down masterminds, shut it all down. Ripped the webpage off and I was like, what am I going to do? And I had an inkling at that stage, but I was just really afraid. So mm-hmm. at that stage, I just had a lot of clients that are like, how did you do this? This is like 20, oh, about here, it was like 2018. So it was like okay. Online business was still pretty like new. It wasn't yeah. like a very normal thing at all. And so a lot of people were asking me like, how did you get your first clients? How are you doing X, Y, Z? And I was like, those are simple answers. yeah. And so I was like, okay, look, like I know I really want to help women do something bigger. I know that I can help them with this. I've made all of the mistakes in the world and it's really not that complicated, but like it took me making the mistakes to figure that out. Mm-hmm. And I just know if we focus on the deeper aspects of like what's actually stopping us from taking action, like the world's our oyster. So let's go. And then I opened up my Facebook group. Basically, we had like 5 people in it, 10 people in it. I think I hit my first 10K month within like 12 weeks. So cash received with like 20 people in my Facebook group. So I just created a really core community. I like showed up for them in such a big way, and it really took the business off. We scaled to six figures in like 10 months, multiple six in 18, and we've just been growing pretty steadily ever since, which is crazy. 6 years
Amazing.
Later.
Amazing. Yeah. So do you think like the kind of, I don't want to say key to that, but like is with social media and, you know, online presence and marketing is really figuring out who you are, your niche, and like really just being true to yourself and your brand?
Yeah, good question. I think it's a few things. I think you have to be really sold on what you want to do. Like no one's going to be sold on you if you're not sold on yourself. If you're waffling about it, if you're not convinced, you're never, not that we're convincing people, but like people feel that and it won't resonate. I think that was such a big thing. I was like, nope, I'm doing this. Like I am terrified. I'm worried of what everyone's going to think of me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain everyone's going to think I'm like just selling out to make a ton of money. I'm like, newsflash, not all business coaches make a ton of money. But totally. At the time, that's totally how I felt. Yeah. And I honestly think it was my conviction and my groundedness in like, this is what I'm doing. I am showing up for this until it works. That was really portrayed not only in my energy, but just my willingness to do a lot of things that I don't think I would have been willing to do had I not had that kind of mindset and focus.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
And then again, you're like, you are showing up as you, right? Which I think is like finding that balance at the same time, especially when it's for business, like how much of you do you need to show to be able to, I guess, build that vulnerability and, you know, connection, but then how much is too much at the same time?
Totally. Yeah. I think like it's, you're allowed to have boundaries. Like everyone's allowed to have boundaries. Do you know what I mean? Like you don't, my couple theories on that is like, you don't owe anyone shit. Like we're businesses, people don't owe access to us. They're not entitled to get information that we don't feel comfortable sharing. Like I think the online space has gone through different phases where it's like, you need to tell us everything. It's like, no, we don't.
Absolutely.
Allow healthy boundaries in terms of what we share. And I do think that like people buy from people, so they can really sense the openness and the authenticity through that, right? Like I really think a big factor to my business taking off so quickly was that I was really willing to be honest. I was like, this is new. I am new doing this. I'm not new coaching. I'm not new doing this work, but like, this is a new business. I'm not going to pretend I'm further along than I am, which I think is something that a lot of people feel pressure to do. And that's when things feel inauthentic. And that's when marketing gets really hard. But I was like, who wants to be my first client? Like, come on down. Like, I am heavily discounting this for what I should be charging. The prices will be going up. I know I can help you do X, Y, Z. I would love to show you how. Let's kind of do it. And I feel like that radical openness really created a lot of trust. Like, I think that was just the biggest thing.
And being like, I think, you know, you build confidence in doing, obviously, like in anything. And so being able to be totally on board with that and like allowing people to see how honest you are being, but then actually growing, I'm sure, quickly because you were that in the first place.
Yeah. Totally. Which like still surprises me because I was like, wow, that took a lot of cojones to like just be willing to do that.
Totally. Impressive. Absolutely did. Yeah. You're like, fuck it. I'm just going to go and do it.
Totally. And it was really that I was like, well, my worst fear has come true. So like, I kind of have nothing to lose. Like I shut down a business. That was my worst fear. Let's just do this. Like I've got nothing to kind of hide.
So on your website, you have this quote, I wasn't getting the results I wanted because I didn't truly want them. So was that in the business you ended up closing, or was that just in general because you don't really, you know, you won't go after a goal if you actually don't know what your why and why you actually want it?
100%. I think it was just misaligned. Like it didn't excite me to keep talking about food because it felt, not that I don't have, like I still am like a nerd and like love nutrition and, you know, spend a lot of money on good quality food and all of those things. Yeah. But it wasn't the thing that I was like the most passionate talking about. And like, I hesitate to say that because I don't think passion is always the only thing that should lead a business. But for who I am, like I knew myself enough to know that like, if this is not exciting me, this is not the thing. And I'm
not going to keep showing up for it.
No, no. Yeah. And I like, I'm not, it's just not going to work. Like I just had that knowing in myself. I don't know how else to describe it. It was just like, I know me. I mean, I changed majors 50 times for a reason. Cause I was like, nope, not this. Like, and anytime I shifted into what I loved, it was just easy and I could do it really well. And so I kind of had that compass, I guess.
Yeah. It's funny. I did some nutrition coaching for more female in sport for a while.
Yeah.
And I found though, it was always like the, you know, same kind of clients that I now attract, still like very type A, know what they're wanting to do. And so they're going to go after it. But in that realm, it was more like, well, you know what you should be eating. Like you're just here because you want the accountability. And so that's, you know, like full circle ended up going into more the accountability coaching, because I think in so much of life, we know what we should do.
Of course.
But we're just not taking the action. So who's going to be 100%. There to make you show up? Like, you know, that's why why I hire a coach to be like, absolutely, okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was just as easy as knowing what to do and doing it, like everyone would have abs and we'd all be billionaires.
Right.
Like, like it's just not how the human psyche works at all. Right. Totally. Like, and I think so many clients can get so frustrated with themselves where they're like, why am I not doing the thing? I'm like, well, that's exactly the point of coaching, is because like, there's reasons. Like your brain isn't doing that just for funsies. Like it's doing it to protect you or keep a certain pattern that feels safer, or there's some benefit always of that.
Totally. Yeah. Safe, as you just said. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So can you explain why you think it's like so important to be so clear on your dreams before you start to pursue?
Yeah, because it's hard and you will give up if you're not really locked in. Like at the end of the day, it's a big reason why I work with like women who are very driven and have a clear purpose, because it's not easy to build a business and hold a business and run a business and scale a business. Like there's a reason why most people work jobs. I mean, to be like, I think the alternative is harder personally, but it's just not an easy thing to do. And I think especially in business, I really see entrepreneurship to be just the biggest slice of humble pie ever, as well as like personal development. Like the things I've learned about myself over the years are like incredible. That's why I love this game so much, because it's just like this continual learning and insight into like, oh, interesting, that why I do that. But that's uncomfortable. And so I feel like the drive and the reason has to be big in order for most people to be able to show up and continually face that work day after day. I'm really selling it.
Totally. No, 100%. Well said though, like, because it's true, right? If you don't have a why, it's like, okay, maybe I'll do that for a few days. And then like, there's a reason why. I think it's in 2 days, like on February 9th, I think most people stop doing their New Year's resolutions altogether. There's a reason, because like, why did you even start? Was it actually for you in the first place?
100%. And I think like I use that analogy all of the time, because like, you know, beginning of January, you're like, gym is full again. Who are all these people? Like, by now, it's
given a month, it'll be quiet.
It's quiet as anything. And like, I really think it's also, you know, like why I got into nutrition was because I had so much shit around my body and food and issues around that. And I think a lot of women have that experience, but I think it's almost the same thing. It's like when we chase like just the shiny outcome where it's like a number on a scale, or even like, you know, I think it can be lots of different things, like a certain whatever distance or like a weight or like whatever it is. When we prioritize that over like kind of the boring daily progress wins and goals, it's so easy to give up. Even if you've got like a big incentive, like I think there is some really interesting stat. I work with quite a few women in health still, just probably because of my background. And it was like something along the lines of like, I think in the average woman's like lifetime, where they're most motivated or where they do lose the most weight is like in the lead up to the wedding. Cause it's like a really big why, right?
That's
and it's
so
like
funny.
A really big moment. And I'm like, I can totally see that. Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I think when we get really locked in on those shiny things, we don't have, like, I always set progress goals for, like, my big launches or really stretchy goals for myself, because I know that's what keeps me going, because it's so easy to give up on the big thing if we don't, if our brains trick us into thinking we're not seeing the progress that we should. So yeah, it's interesting, yeah. Isn't it? Like, our brains are so good. Yeah.
I know. It's so interesting. So what do you think has been, like, the biggest factor for you in your company growth? And what do you coach upon for people wanting to build their company and grow?
Yeah. So I think it is a little bit different at different stages. So I think getting to, like, the first six figures, and honestly, growing past that, this is still such a factor, is, like, really being willing to master and go really deep with your capacity to market and sell. Like, you just cannot grow a business if you're not really well versed in, like, what that looks like for you. And what I mean by that, because I think this gets so convoluted in the online space, is that, like, what the style of marketing I do now versus what my clients do is going to be very different, because we have very different audiences. We're different business models, different stage of business, so many different value propositions there that matter. And so the willingness to, like, really get good at being curious about your audience, and also really getting good at learning your business and focusing on your business and not what other people are doing, is what's going to really give you the skills to refine all of those stages of, like, your customer journey, I kind of call it a runway, and your sales process, so that it actually works for you. I think that's really tricky in the online space. Like, if I were to come in the online space now, I would be so damn confused, because
there's so much, like, to look at, right? You're,
oh,
like,
my gosh.
What am I doing right or wrong?
And I feel like no one is talking about a lot of the foundational pieces, because it's not very sexy. It's like the same with, like, health. It's like, move your body, drink some water, eat some vegetables. Like, that's just not sexy.
Yeah.
Right.
There's just the pillars that you just got to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's very much the same with business. Like, there, especially if we're new to business, there's just, like, fundamental things we have to learn and, like, get really good at. And the only way to learn them and get really good at is to be in practice of it and really be willing to be in refinement of that too. And I think that's the work that a lot of people don't want to do.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, totally. Well, I mean,
you know,
again, just back to, like, daily simple habits. A lot of people just don't want to do them.
No, it's not sexy. It's usually, I mean, I find it fun, and I think there's ways to find it fun, but I think that's where the mindset comes in. Like, I love experimenting with my marketing. We've made some changes in the last probably 8-9 months, and I'm like, this is so fun. I am so much more excited by doing this. Like, I find it really interesting and cool to see how things shift and what used to work, why it doesn't work anymore. Like, I'm just a nerd for that. So that excites me. But I do think you have to find a way to develop an interest in that if you really do want to create long-term growth, because at the end of the day, you are the CEO and you are responsible for that side of the business, right? And it's also the most important part in the sense of continuously bringing in revenue and sales. So that's a really big thing. Other side is honestly mindset, but I am definitely on the woo side of things. Like, I'm a huge fan of Joe Dispenza, and I'm a big meditator, and all of that is, like, just something that has been so, so instrumental to my life. But I really do think that, like, there's such a difference between doing mindset work and, like, ticking a box and then very fully embodying it in and being in that energy of being able to surrender to something bigger than ourselves. Like, I find it really fascinating after coaching women for literally over 6 years, hundreds of women, that is just such a factor I see really influence people's results. Is, like, when we believe in something a little bit bigger than ourselves, whatever that is, if that's God, if that's universe, if that's spirit, if it's, like, your past grandparent, whatever, it really helps us to, like, loosen the grip and surrender in different ways and not try to control the uncontrollables. And, like, there's other ways to do it if you don't have some sort of, like, bigger faith or, I guess, perspective on it, but I do see a really clear correlation between the people that kind of are willing to go there a little bit and aren't, to be honest.
Well, you hear that like saying often too, right? Like, and I totally believe in this, with what is meant for you will find you. And you can just see even in your backstory and history as to, like, you know, you're kind of it, where you are was meant to be all along, with all the things that have also taught you along the way to get here. Right. Yeah. But whether that was whatever you believe in as bigger, or just, you know, even just breaking it down as simple to that, what you believe will find you kind of thing, is it's like, agree. Okay,
agree. And it's like, I think it's described in so many different ways. It's like quantum physics is how the scientists say it. And like, but it's all the same. It's like what you focus on truly is going to be your reality and what you create. So understanding that deeply, not just on like a intellectual level, I think is really game changing in entrepreneurship, because we don't have a roadmap. Like, there's no, everyone's business is so unique. It's really about figuring out what works for us individually, right? Yeah. And like, coaching support can absolutely help, you know, getting mentorship from people who have done similar things can absolutely help. But I think the biggest value of that is also someone who's willing to kind of teach you and reflect to you what you can really discover about yourself, about your business, all of the things. And that's instrumental. Like, I don't, when we don't have a roadmap, all we can learn from is our experience. And, you know, I'm a big fan of leaning into our gut, and also our the people we're serving, which are our clients, right? And those just have to be like the instrumental pillars, because without that, we don't really have any direction. And that's always, you know, I've really based my business on like, what serves my people the best? How do I create incredible programs? How do I create incredible experiences? How do I help my clients get insane results? That drives like all of the decisions of the business. And I think that can sound obvious, but I also don't think a lot of people do it.
No, totally agree. And I think too, like all of that, and then like wrapping back to even the marketing side.
Yeah.
You know, you said you shifted it up, but it's also obviously something that you're enjoying, and which also in turn brings the right people to you, because you're reflecting your own energy, right?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
So to wrap up shortly, is there like a key must do for your strategy and or mindset when you're wanting to grow your business or your personal brand?
Yeah, good question. Okay, so I would say a few things here. It's definitely getting clarity on why are you doing this and what's really the intention of the thing. Like, anytime, whether you're launching something new or you're really kind of going all in on something that's already existing, getting super clear on like the intention for you, but also the impact and the intention for the people who are going to experience the thing, I feel like is very game changing. Like, whenever I redirect my focus to the people and the ripple effect and the impact it will have, like, I am so much more excited. Like, I get way more excited about my clients' wins than I do my own business. It just hits very different. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And so having that big driver is something that really motivates me. And by motivate, I mean like, I'm willing to get out of my own way more, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. So I think getting really clear on your intention, on the intention of like, what is the impact of the thing that you're wanting to grow, launch, scale, whatever stage you're at, is so instrumental. And then really looking at why don't you want it? Meaning, like, I think really looking at, there's always reasons. The only reason why we don't have a thing is because there's something in us that doesn't feel safe with it, or kind of doesn't want it for some reason. So, you know, every time I've really seen a client make a really big leap, it's because they've gotten really locked in on, why is this so intentionally exciting for them, for their people? And what in me doesn't want this? Or like, what am I afraid of if I get it? Or what part of me doesn't feel safe having it? Because that's always going to be true to an extent.
I like that. Yeah. I like the flip side of that conversation. Yeah.
Without doing that, it will come up eventually. So in my opinion, let's just flush it out now, because then you have the awareness to really see how that's likely going to try to pop up and sabotage you along the way to get what you want. And if you can be on the forefront of that consciously, it just makes your life so much easier. And the last thing I'd added really quick is just like changing your environment and putting yourself in rooms with people who are, of course, want you to succeed, of course, are encouraging you to succeed and are there to support you, but are really going to push your edges in a lot of ways. Like, there was this really interesting study I heard, I can't remember the name of it, I heard it on a podcast, but it was, you know, we've heard like you're the average of the five people you surround yourself with. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
They've done some recent studies to see that like, that's actually not true. They did this in like an office setting and they like had someone who was like an underperformer in the room. And like the other people were like high performers. And by the end of a week, everyone had dropped down to the level of the lowest performer.
Yeah.
Which I found fascinating in so many ways. Which
kind of shifts that mindset. Like, so that person didn't come up, but everyone came back down to their level. So you're still in a way, you know, yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so weird. But yeah,
isn't it interesting?
I even look at that like in like my son's perspective. He plays hockey, and like when he's around like better players, he steps up. Otherwise, like when they're 100%. All playing like a weaker team, they're all like, meh.
Agree. That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. Like I can think so many games I played and different instances where like the bar was kind of lower. And so you just kind of perform at the bar, right? It doesn't push you in the same way. So like, that's very interesting to me. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that resonates for me. And I see that to be true with my clients. And it's something I'm really conscious of in like a lot of my containers. So I would say that's the other thing is like, I really think a big part, this sounds kind of terrible, but I'm going to say it because it's true, was of me being able to create the business and very much change the direction of my life was honestly being in a very different environment, moving overseas, because I just wasn't surrounded by the same thing. And I almost had a little bit more freedom to just do whatever I wanted to do because nobody knew who the fuck I was.
It's true. And just like, you know, who's watching you on social? Are you not showing up the same because it's like X, Y, and Z? Or are you, you know, like, fuck it. Like what kind of, I think that also is different personalities, different people also. So when do you get to that fuck it stage or, you know, like there's so many different steps through that.
Yeah. But we're social beings at the end of the day. And so like, it is so ingrained in our DNA to fit in, to do what everyone else is doing, to not rock the boat. And I think it's easy to underestimate how much that affects us in business and in creating what we want. And I know for me, getting in a mastermind where I was probably earning the least amount of money and was felt very, very, very much felt out of my depth and super uncomfortable, it was like the best thing for me. It really helped my biz grow. And it helped me to also normalize a lot of the things I wasn't aware of or was like afraid of too, to make it feel safer. Cause our brains are just afraid of new things. So yeah, I would say that's the other biggest thing.
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah,
so where can everyone reach out to find you? What's the best ways?
Yeah, definitely come over to Instagram. I am loving it over there. I've been intentional with it for the last 6-8 months. So I just love comments in the DMs. I would love for you to come say hello. Tell me if you like this episode. I do lots of crazy reels and you'll see lots of my dogs over there too.
Perfect. So that's a bonus. Yeah. Awesome. And I'll make sure everything's tagged in the show notes, but I so appreciate you coming on today, Elise. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Some good mindset and business conversations and how to grow and scale and all the things. So I so appreciate you and
my pleasure.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We'll connect soon and I'll share everything with you when it all comes out.
Amazing. Sounds good.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, my dear. You too. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.